Monks worked this ground in Norman times. Almost 1,000 years later, one of the latest projects in the garden links back to its original purpose. The Bishop of Norwich garden probably began as a herb garden, growing plants of medicine and food for the monks of the cathedral priory and the people who came to them for help. This year, a renewed and replanted herb garden is filling out a series of geometric beds circling a small pond. Find fennel, angelica, sage, lemon balm, lemon verbena, myrtle, rosemary, oregano, lavender, engia, and Jerusalem sage, blessed milk thistle, tarragon, chasteberry, rue, and woad. The names alone read like poetry. By summer, herbs should be billowing across the new edging added to replace blighted box hedges. For more than 900 springs, gardeners here have marvelled at the annual miracle of nature, its regrowth and revival. Today, 4 acres of loveliness first planted for the first Bishop of Norwich and surrounding the home of his 21st century successor, continues to grow food, offer hospitality, and highlight the beauty of the natural world. It's a place of work, meditation, and prayer, a sanctuary for people and for wildlife, with organic principles used throughout. The Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, and his wife Rachel invite visitors to share their garden as part of his ministry. Retreats, clergy rest days, charity open afternoons and garden parties, school visits and outdoor meetings all take place here. Sometimes you can have a better quality of conversation with people walking around the garden than sitting face to face inside, said Bishop Graham. Every June, men and women about to be ordained take their oaths to King and country and make their declarations of faith in the garden, surrounded by the joy of God's creation. For 9 centuries, the garden has grown alongside the soaring architecture of the cathedral. Glorious Norman stonework on its northern side is only visible from here. Bishops from the past have left their mark too. The entrance from the road is through medieval Bishop Alnwick's Gate, and all that remains of the grand 14th century hall is now a picturesque ruin at the top of the lawn. Beyond the grass, it flows down to the dramatic flower-filled double borders, backed by cloud-pruned yew and rose and hosta walk, hidden high-hedged dells and a woodland path, wisteria arching over sheltered seat in spring, a jungle walk through towering exotic plants, one of the biggest tulip trees in Norfolk, and the wonderfully productive kitchen garden. A catalpa tree spans its flowery branches over a tiny tucked-away lawn, ideal for quiet prayer or contemplation. Wildflowers, including pyramidal early purple and bee orchids, flowed back to the garden after mowing was reduced in some areas. A new orchard planted around a wildflower labyrinth with a 400-year-old pear tree at its heart is the beginning of the Queen's Green Canopy, celebrating Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee in 2022. There is a hebe grown from a sprig taken from Queen Victoria's wedding bouquet in 1840, a glade of silver birch planted as a sign of hope amidst the coronavirus pandemic. The garden is looked after by head gardener Tom Halliburton. I love working in such a historic garden with so many rare and unusual plants, said Tom. And I love it when you get those quiet moments, perhaps walking around at the end of the day, thinking of how many people have been here over the centuries. He works alongside part-time gardener Victoria Beckersley, a small group of volunteers, and Bishop Graham himself. The bishop's first degree was in ecology, and he is a knowledgeable and enthusiastic gardener. I keep bees here, and I'm very keen on growing food and having as few food miles as possible, he said. Some of the food we are able to provide for guests has zero food miles, and we make jams and chutneys to give as gifts. On 10 spring and summer Sundays, the garden is opened in aid of local charities. Last year, more than 3,000 people enjoyed these open afternoons and raised more than £25,000 for good local causes. The garden also opens for Heritage Open Days in September and hosts an annual garden party for people who have sought refuge and asylum in the diocese.